thanks again for joining us. Kevin Bray, Wednesday morning, and a nice day today. Boy, the weather is going to be nice right through the weekend, actually. So if you are off to Country Thunder this weekend, or the air show in Moose Jaw, or just wanting to get outside and enjoy it, just keep in mind, 34 degrees for much of the province on the weekend. So we are building up to a sunny and hot weekend in the province. Well, this show often affords me the ability to do a lot of really cool things. Talking with you each and every day is something that I treasure, I value. But I also have the opportunity to tell incredible stories, great Saskatchewan stories, things that many people might not have heard about, but they cover a wide spectrum. This next story I have it's amazing. It's heartwarming. It's got some sad elements to it as well. And it starts out like a lot of stories in this province. Two Saskatchewan farm boys, buddies, out for adventure, having fun, kind of building their life dreams as young farm kids and thinking about what they want to do and kind of putting together almost their bucket list as kids, talking about the places they'd like to go, the things they want to do. And at the top of the list for these two young fellas was Mount Everest. They wanted to climb Mount Everest. But what happened is the years pass, life gets in the way, careers and families and responsibilities, and the dream never went away, but it kind of was pushed further down the road. And then in 2022, one of these two, now a man, his name Don Borgerson, was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And before he passed away, he shared one final wish. And I'm going to stop there and bring on to the program his lifelong friend, Mick Bakke, who stepped in at that point. And I welcome Mick Bakke to the show. Mick, thanks so much for taking our call.
Well, thanks very much for having me, Evan.
So take me back. You and Don were kids. What part of the province did you grow up in?
Well, we grew up in the southern part, south of the community of Assiniboia. Little town Rock Glen is where we ended up going to school together. And we first met probably at, I was about 8 years old when I came into Canada from Wyoming. And our parents had been lifelong friends, and they were bandmates, the polka dots of all things. So our parents knew one another. They were best of friends. And we also became best of friends.
Very cool. So I wonder how it is, two farm kids from southern Saskatchewan, which is a pretty flat part of the province, and you have dreams of climbing Mount Everest. Where did that come from, Mick?
Oh, man, that's a good question. Well, Don and I shared so many passions. I mean, we love sports. We love the Montreal Canadiens, again, which is rare for Western Canada. We love the Riders, our World War II history we shared together. And Everest, I think, I came from Wyoming and the mountains, and I always been passionate about that kind of country. And so Don and I, we watched documentaries, we read all the books that National Geographic ever had, and we had that passion about Everest, and we were just so fascinated with it, and we kind of just said, we should climb this, you know, mm-hmm. we should become mountaineers, even though we're flatlanders.
Mick Bakke is my guest, talking about his good friend, Don Borgerson. They grew up together. They had lots of dreams, I'm sure, lots of things you wanted to do, but Mount Everest was one of them. Tell me a little bit about Don. You were both giving back to your community through service. You, a lifelong conservation officer, thank you for your service. I know you retired a number of years back. Don was a firefighter and did a lot of firefighting up in the north and instructing.
Yeah, it's interesting how we ended up bumping into our careers. Mine was a decision I'd made at a young age. Don, of course, took over his family farm for a while and then eventually ended up in fire control. And he was training young firefighters. He flew bird dog officer positions. And so we were working for the same ministry for probably the last few decades of our career.
So, Don, you stayed in touch. You were friends, lifelong friends, and then Don is diagnosed with cancer, 2022. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that was a tough one. His sister called me one day, Judy, and even though Don and I shared so many passions, Don also had these four beautiful sisters, which, you know, had no bearing on my sleepovers at his
place.
But,
thanks for your honesty, Mick.
And so she called me up to say Don had passed away, and I had absolutely no idea. He had kept this, I guess, diagnosis away from almost everybody, and some of his friends in fire control had notified Judy, and they visited him, and he'd already been palliative, I think. So it was horrible, devastating news.
Yeah.
And so he, the family had a memorial celebration of life on their old homestead by Fife Lake, where his ancestors had settled. And his niece had announced that it was his desire that some of his ashes could be placed up at Mount Everest Base Camp. And she was committed to doing that. And that's when I knew.
Wow. So to tell me what happened when you heard, I mean, you both had shared this lifelong dream. You were going to climb Mount Everest. Then you hear after he had passed, he wanted his ashes scattered around Mount Everest. What did you do?
Well, the first thing I did was I stepped up to Steffi and I said, I'm going with you. And then from there, we started to plan. And during that process, Steffi mentioned to me that she would like to defer our trip for a year because she had some family plans she wanted to take into account. And I just had to tell her, I said, girl, I am too old to defer for another year. I just have to do it now. So that forced me to look for another trekking partner, and I contacted my son, who was very interested in going, but he needed to confer with his business partners in Halifax. And so then I talked to another friend of mine who was very outdoorsy, and she agreed to come, and then my son agreed, and then it became the three of us.
And, I mean, this isn't a weekend trip, Mick. This is how much, like, what was the training like for what you ended up doing?
Well, for Carol and I mean, we were working out in the gym anyway, but yeah, we started biking in Grasslands National Park. We did hiking with full packs and heavier gear. We're jogging and running and for probably about a full year, just shy of a year before we actually made this trip to Everest.
Wow. Okay. So let's talk about the trip. You get there. I understand you met with a couple of guides. Is that what you would call them?
Yeah, Karen and I decided, and Brad too, that it would be in our best interests to contact a trekking company. It's their business. It's probably the biggest business industry in Nepal now is tourism. And because we'd never been there before, the guide and porters look after your meals and tea houses and that sort of thing, and not to mention carry a lot of our gear. So we contacted a company, and we met with them when we arrived in Kathmandu, and then began our trek. It was a long time in the planning, and then before you know it, we were actually doing it.
Mm-hmm. Mick Bakke is my guest. He's the Saskatchewan man who carried his best friend's ashes to Mount Everest, his best friend Don Borgerson, who as children, they were best buddies who decided someday we're going to climb Mount Everest. Don sadly dies as a result of a cancer diagnosis, but his wishes were for his ashes to be spread at Mount Everest. So as you're climbing the mountain, I can't imagine the thoughts you had of, you know, how much Don would have loved this kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he would have been thrilled. I had him in my pack for the majority of the trek, and even Kara and I were talking, you know, along the way, because it just poured rain on us for about the first 3.5 days, so we couldn't even see the mountaintops. We were sweating and wet and sloshing in mud and rock and a lot of cow and donkey poop along the trail, because that's how beasts of burden carry everything up.
Right.
But, Don would have absolutely been thrilled with it. And then when the skies finally cleared and the mountains were exposed to us, it was unbelievable.
I can imagine. I can imagine. I mean, many people, I've never climbed a mountain myself, but I have friends that have, and they talk about the air, of course, like it gets hard to breathe. Was that something that you found?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that didn't take very long to figure out. I think here in Assiniboia, where I live, we're around 2,400 feet, and we started our trek at about 9,000 feet, a little community called Lukla that we fly into from Kathmandu. And from there, we climbed to just shy of 18,000 feet at the base camp.
Mm-hmm.
So we suffered some high altitude sickness. My son started getting dizziness, and then he started taking his medication for that. We all prepared with a lot of meds for various possible things that could happen. And next thing you know, he had a negative reaction to it. He developed all kinds of rashes around his body and his feet and his hands. And Carol got a slight bit of dizziness, but she was pretty good otherwise. She didn't even take her medication. And I was good in terms of high altitude sickness, other than in the last couple of days, I completely lost my appetite. I couldn't hardly eat.
Is that right? Mick Baucke is my guest. So let's take us to the moment where you've reached the spot, you've picked the spot. How did you pick the spot, and what was that like fulfilling Don's wish?
Well, it was kind of interesting. Don was in my pack for most of the time, but on the day that we knew we were going to make it to base camp, I placed Don in my cargo pants in my pocket, and I told, for days I've been telling Carol, don't let me forget Don, don't let me forget Don. So about every 2 hours, she says, have you got Don? Do you have Don? Yeah, I got him. He's right here. He's right there in my pocket. And it's on the final day, you shed most of your gear and we're walking. And when base camp came into view, boom, I started to turn into a pup.
Mm.
And so it was about another, I don't know, probably half a mile down to the base camp. And there's a lot of trekkers that do go up there annually. There are probably 30, 40,000 people a year that go up there. But there was, I'd say, a couple of dozen people down there, and everybody wants their photo op at the iconic rock that has Everest Base Camp and the elevation sprayed on it. And so I waited. I hoped this fellow would climb off of the rock so I could get in there myself, but he was busy. So I just placed both my hands on the rock and said a few prayers. And then walked around.
Yeah.
I found the spot.
You're getting me, Mick, yeah, with this story. It's an emotional story, but it must have just felt so incredible for you. This is an emotional thing. I know it's an emotional thing, and I appreciate you being willing to share. What is your takeaway, Mick, from this?
For me, it was a real sense of accomplishment. I did this with my son and a very good friend, and I stayed in contact with all of the family back home following me. I was able to use Garmin InReach to via satellite to text messages, and when I got there and I placed Don, and Carol had videotaped the whole 4 or 5 minutes of it, and yeah, I was just sobbing the whole time. But you think I could get the cap off of the pill bottle? I struggled with that thing, and then it popped open and ashes went into the air and all over my arm. So I apologized to Don. Sorry, buddy. But I got him into the ground, and I texted Don's youngest sister, Judy, and said, the eagle has landed. Don now has a permanent view of Mount Everest.
Wow. Wow, that's a powerful story, Mick, and I appreciate you being willing to come on the show and share it. It's a beautiful story of friendship, and although there's sadness in there, I've got, you know, my eyes are teared up as I'm listening to you tell the story, but I do think there's lots of beauty in this story, and I appreciate you being willing to share it with us.
Oh, thanks, Evan. Appreciate it.
Great to have you on the show. Mick Baucke, who good buddies with Don Borgerson. They were friends, lifelong friends, always wanted to climb Mount Everest. Sadly, Don, diagnosed with cancer 2022, lost his battle, passed away with a wish to have his ashes scattered on Mount Everest. And Mick, the good buddy that he is, he fulfills that wish. And I do just want to say, I mentioned this earlier, but Don, a great career as a ground and air crew firefighter in the LaRange Fire Center area for many years. He took on the work of the provincial safety officer at the LaRange District through the Ministry of Environment. He was recognized in multiple ways for outstanding reputation, integrity, and dedication to his field. He won the Deputy Minister's Award for Excellence in 2017, Saskatchewan Protective Services Medal in 2019. And even in the last few days before retiring from his job, he was teaching safety to a class of firefighters who were setting out to save the forest and the community. So, I mean, this is a fella who gave to this province and sadly lost his battle with cancer. But thanks to his friend Mick and the family that helped coordinate this, they were able to fulfill his last wish. It's a beautiful story, and we appreciate Mick joining us to tell it. And Judy, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention with the note you sent into the show as well. We'll take our break. We'll be right back here. 980 CJME, 650 CKOM.